DJ Rockstar's Punk Rock Show. We are live in the studio right now with Alien Ant Farm. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of disappointed. I'm a big horror fan, and I was not happy at all with the Omen remake. Did you see it yet?
I didn't see it. My wife actually went to see it with my little sister yesterday, and the projector caught on fire. So
no,
that was, yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's pretty trippy. So she said that, she definitely said that was better than the movie, though.
I don't know if you kids might be too young, if you've actually seen the original Omen, the remake, like, all the cool deaths, and there's not that many deaths, there's not much death in the movie, the cool, like, death scenes, they changed to make it more, like PG-13 modern day, so it wasn't as good.
Well, you know, one thing they could have done to make it better is, as a horror fan, would probably be to see Julia Stiles' pussy. That would have been, like, a lot cooler.
Well, the casting was very bland. There's no personality, no characters.
Well,
you should write to them and suggest that for the sequel.
I say, fuck the devil anyway.
Let's see what we got going on here. Have you ever met an alien?
Yeah, I'm housing a bunch of illegal aliens at my house right now. My mother, my wife, and my aunt also. I got three aliens at my house.
Let's see. Everyone's yelling about the Omen. Please give a shout out to Katrina and Casey from PA and make me laugh for 3 years.
What up, Katrina and Casey, or Cassie from PA?
All right, let's get through. Here we go. This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Bartek from Poland here. I got a few questions. This guy's up at 4 a.m. in Poland. Why did you not put All Your Crimes on the new album?
That's one of my favorite songs. It just didn't make it, and it'll be released somewhere in the near future on something, whether it be some video game or movie soundtrack. We'll weasel it in some way, somehow, because I really love that song, too.
We figured that you liked it, so we left it off.
Next question. Why did Jim Ward criticize Truant, telling AAF, man, you guys used to rock, and then let them put out something like Up in the Attic?
I don't think that he was criticizing it as far as like it didn't rock or this or that. I think that he just kind of, Jim Ward wanted us to get back to kind of more of the rock band that we were.
Yeah, we went to a Morning View house in Malibu and wrote a bunch of more mellow songs, and I think he liked them all. It was just... wasn't really on the rock tip, and, you know, he wanted us to do something heavy.
And he's the producer, so you gotta do what the producer says. It's the rules, man.
He said, play heavier, and then come in the bathroom and suck my dick real quick.
And that's how we got here today.
And some cocaine.
Yeah. And give Mike, me some cocaine.
Give me some weed. Get your fucking medical card, get some weed and hash, and then borrow some cocaine, Dryden, and got some wine, and okay.
He'd be all Dryden. Do you got any more of that booger sugar?
What was the craziest show you ever played from Speak Your Knives?
Craziest show we ever played? I think the craziest radio show we've ever been on is this one, probably.
Awesome.
And craziest show we've ever played? Jeez, I don't know. When we did the... it wasn't a show, but we did the MTV Music Awards. We did the pre-show, and that was just kind of overwhelming just because, you know, as a kid, you're watching all that stuff go down, and then to be a part of it was pretty cool. So that's kind of up there for me.
That was crazy. This is a good question. My name is Jake Smith from Kentucky. Did you ever think you would be this successful?
So sitting here with you?
Yeah, sitting in my bedroom.
I always knew I'd be up here with you, Ross.
Before the show even came out, you knew.
Yep.
Hey, Mikey, I love you. You are amazing. I love all of you. Been a longtime fan from saw you last November in Nashville. Are you guys going on a headlining tour?
We're not going to be going on a headlining tour for a while. We actually need to go support some bands and steal some fans again and work our way back into that little slot or whatever. But it's cool, man. I wish I could have saw you, Jessica, because I didn't get to say hi to you, and I know that you've always, like, supported and been really, really cool. So next time we'll have to come and say hey. But I did go looking for you, so fuck you.
Which band is on air right now? Just tune in.
Alien Ant Farm.
A couple people want to know what happened to Ty.
Ty chose to go to school, so he's schooling it up right now. He's getting F pluses.
Good for him. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done? Stephanie 18 Washington.
Suck my dick.
One time a fan, this dude, licked my asshole.
No, he didn't.
Okay. She did.
Okay. I believe that. That's it?
I don't know. That's probably it. Get like a tattoo. I don't even have a tattoo at all, so yeah. To get one of... band or our band, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. There's a girl who tattooed my signature on her leg. That was kind of trippy.
Meg?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Here we go.
But I'm down.
This is Ricky, a.k.a. USA Hole, on MySpace. This is a question for all of Ant Farm. What do you think about the fans who stuck with you for all these years since 1999 and ones that only stuck with you for Anthology?
Dude. I say fuck them all.
Buy this album.
No, I think it's great. If we have fans that have stuck with us from the beginning, it's really, really cool because obviously there hasn't been a whole lot going on with us or that you might know of or whatever. So it's really cool that you might have dug for it or searched for it or whatever. So thank you for that. And any other fans that join on, I really don't think nothing but happy thoughts about anybody who might like our music.
Yeah,
so.
It's always fun. I mean, obviously kids come up and say, you know, Smooth Criminal or Movies or Glow or something, and which is great, but it's always fun to hear a kid come up and give me some obscure song, and that's what, you know, drew them to us. That's good.
Why are you guys being interviewed in some guy's bedroom? Aren't you afraid he's going to lock the doors tight and touch you?
He should be scared of us, so...
Mike, I met you after a show. I don't know, you don't remember me, but my name, you know my drummer, Tom Grimaldi. You were talking to him about your new kid for like 15 minutes. Haha, all right, peace.
Well?
All right, four piece.
In the movie of Smooth Criminal, was that your monkey, or in the music video?
Yeah, that's my monkey, but I had to sell him because their skulls stopped growing, but their brains keep growing, and I had to give it to the zoo.
Uh-huh. Should I sneak AAF into my 90s decade report? Mwahaha, Sarah from California.
90s? We're 2000s.
Let's see. I'm 16 years old, and for you to have said my magazine's name on the radio, I'm very excited.
Word.
Put us in the magazine, right?
Is there a 16-year-old hustler out there?
Well, everybody listening is a 16-year-old hustler.
All right.
All right, a couple more questions, and you got to bounce. Sam from Stockton? Did we do that one? No, Stockton?
Yeah,
how's it going? We just got done mixing the Apex album up here. Have you guys?
Ah, sweet. Apex 3 is awesome. So, we want to hear that.
Here you go. Lizzie from LA. Music video. Anything?
What's that?
Music video. Have you shot one? Are you going to shoot one?
You're going to see some trippy stuff on the DVD that comes out July 18th. We shot three low budget videos for three of the songs on the new record. And, you know, those are going to spawn around somewhere on the internet in the near future.
Let's see. Someone said I'm a hustler.
Alright.
Coleco's the best song, man.
Calico.
They have ColecoVision. You probably don't remember me, but one day I met the whole band in a bar and you all signed my napkin and I framed it.
Oh, I totally remember that.
Is it a tiny napkin?
Dude, it was white and I used a pen.
Have you guys managed to keep a positive attitude and continue making music through all the shit you've been through? Like bus crash, Geffen sucking, etc.
Well, when Geffen's sucking, it feels pretty good. It doesn't matter. And he's a pro at it, I've heard.
Gonna do Warped Tour anytime soon again? Think that'll happen again?
We actually talked to Kevin, the guy who does it. I know there's kind of been this like rumor of bad blood, and actually the rumor is true. Uh-huh. But actually, we're like kind of like, whatever.
We're not punk, but we'll throw down with the punkers
if
every once in a while.
We'll do it.
It's fucking punkers.
What year did you play, 01?
We played 01, 02, yeah, I don't remember.
One of those. Let's see. It's my birthday, my name is Shannon.
Fuck your birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's the name of your guy's new bassist, and how did you find him?
Our new bass player is Alex Barreto. I actually used to skateboard with him and whatever back in Moreno Valley. We were kids, and he was always like this guy that was running around and playing like music and like on tour at like 14 years old, and I was like, what the hell, this guy's like badass and all that, and he could ollie up a lunch table, so I thought it was really cool, and I had learned how to do that after he did it. But he actually went out and started a band called he was in a band with Zach from Rage Against the Machine called Hard Stance, and then he went to another band with him called Inside Out, like part of the like, hardcore scene there. And then he started a band called Chain of Strength with a bunch of other people. And so he's been part of these other bands. He was in another band called Statue, which was kind of big in, like, San Diego scene and, like, running around for a while. So he's got, like, his feet wet plenty over. He was in another band, World's Fastest Car, with Walter from Quicksand. And he's done a lot. So, like, getting him out there, again, he's just a friend that I've admired musically for a while. And he's just got a good edge. And so he happened to be around, and I was starting another band with him. And now here he is, Alex Barreto.
Great, great, great. Someone said, is AAF still alive? I thought they died. Nobody cares. Bring out Cody.
Word.
Who's Cody?
Oh,
who's Cody?
Shit.
Cody, you ready to come on, Cody?
Yeah.
All right, before we go, plug everything you got. Let them know where they should go online, what they should check out.
Check out
Say Anything.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Or if they want to talk to you, the MySpace is Stanley and Ant Farm.
Yeah, if you're into Ant Farm, you know where to find us, so that's it. July 18th, the album comes out, the DVD comes out the same day, and go fuck your mother.
That's it, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back with Cody from Say Anything. Send your questions to Adobe Star. Here is The Sound of Animals Fighting on TJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show.